as they host Southwest Division rival Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks tonight, November 22nd at 7 p.m. To secure your tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
No. I say. Right,
oh, I was miming. Is it serious? Yeah.
This is just me. This is my deal.
Well, go back, see, do it again.
Start over. Really, yeah. I don't get to sing that often.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Thank you so much, everybody. That music means that it's time for Scott Sherman. Now, here's the deal. Normally, Scott is on Thursday. We're not working tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. And anybody who wouldn't take advantage of free, good, solid advice is an idiot and is probably not listening to this show. For those of you who are, it's this simple. I'm going to give you the number a couple of times. You'll call, and you're going to ask Scott, do I have a case here? Is this something that's even necessary? Do I have to go to court? Who should I call? What do I do? If he can't help you, he knows someone who can. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, there's not a week that goes by that I don't get at least a dozen emails from people thanking us for bringing this guy on board, what, 3.5 years ago?
Something two and like change.
Two and a half years ago. Because he's helped a lot of people.
It just feels like 3.5 years.
Well, you've helped a lot of people. You've kept them from getting screwed over,
yep,
and in some cases saved them a lot of money. So here we go. Oh, and Scott has brought what?
Peroni.
I just
thank
was going to say,
Peroni's.
And Scott is brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. Now, I have a couple of things I want you to know, specials about. Leave the number so you can go ahead and call 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-TALK. Peroni's is in Florissant and in St. Peter's. And, no, is it Florissant and St. Peter's?
Yeah, Florissant and St. Peter's.
Florissant and St. Peter's. St. Peter's is at 70 and 79. Florissant is right there.
Here's
on
the thing. They're closed tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. And I shot a text to Rick this morning. I said, I'm assuming you're closed for Thanksgiving. And here's his text back. He said, yeah, there are a few holidays that I refuse to be open for. My people appreciate time with their families. I know I could make a bundle, but I won't do it. That's Rick.
That's right.
That's the people at Peroni's. Now, here's another thing you need to know. They started a gift card special this week at Peroni's. That's right. You can fade it out very slowly. Let's see how slowly. Perfect. Absolutely. He's catching on to this. If you'll pick up, if you buy $50 worth of gift cards, you get a $10 gift card free. So that's $60 worth of gift cards for $50. Or you buy $50 worth of gift cards from Peroni's and you get a Peroni's t-shirt. Your choice. You make the call. And one last thing I want you to know about Peroni's. Peroni's has an all-you-can-eat buffet. And when we say Peroni's pizza, let me tell you something, folks. I've tasted their mostaccioli. I've tasted their salad. I've tasted their toasted ravioli. There's a lot of good stuff at this place, Peroni's. And they have a buffet, a lunch buffet. It's Monday through Friday, and it's at both locations. And on Fridays, which would be 2 days from now, they feature their famous chicken wings. Those are included in the lunch buffet, the all-you-can-eat lunch buffet on Friday. That's when the wings are included. They have a banquet room available. Those of you procrastinators who haven't yet decided, where are we going to hold our get-together for the holidays? At the Florissant location, they have a banquet room available that will accommodate up to 100 people. If you want to know more, you go to PeroniesPizza.com. Now, one of my biggest gripes about commercials is when people give you a website and you don't know how to spell the name of the place. I'm going to spell Peroni's for you. It's P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S. Peroni's with an I in the front. PeroniesPizza.com. Would you please say hello to Scott Sherman?
All right, thank you. Everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And last week, since we're not used to you having a sponsor, I forgot Peroni's, and I felt like an idiot when I did that. But I hope we've made up for it now. Now, we got a couple of calls on deck. Let's get one more in here because there's one line open, and we can get right to it. If you'd like to talk to Scott Sherman, you have an issue, you're not sleeping at night, what am I going to do about my blank whatever situation. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely ready.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Sharon. Sharon, happy Thanksgiving. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Sharon.
Okay, I have a question about a workman's comp case.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a workman's comp case, and it was settled in 2014, April. And there's a second injury thing, and I've still not heard anything about the second injury fund. When they first said that we would have that, they said the fund was out of money, so it would be some time before we would get the money. So I keep calling the lawyer's office, and they keep saying, we'll call you. I just wondered if is there really a thing as such as a second injury fund, or what am I looking at?
Great question.
Can I, on behalf of everyone who may not know, what is a second injury?
You're going to love this one, Frank. This is where if someone is injured at work and they don't file a work comp case, and then they get hurt again at work, and it's too late for the first one, but the second one is going, and the first one was so serious they can go like a do-over, like a look-back.
Okay.
Then no wonder there's no money for the second injury fund. You got people saying, oh, yeah, not only did I hurt my shoulder, but 3 years ago I hurt my back. Pay me for that, too. That's why there's no money in it. So technically, yes, there is a second injury fund. Yes, is this a Missouri case? Sharon?
Yes.
They're broke. And at some point in the future, you probably will get second injury money. But shocking and surprisingly, people took advantage of it. They didn't necessarily do fraud, they took advantage of it.
My first reaction when you said what it was me to go, wow, this sounds like something that would be easy to take advantage of.
It's like a backdoor statute of limitations exception, but only for the second injury fund in work comp. So there have been cases where people have gotten that. The threshold is higher. It's not for every single injury. It's for very serious injuries. It should almost be the SSIF, the Serious Second Injury Fund, or the Big Time Second Injury Fund. So I would be patient, but I would let your lawyers know that, boy, when it was time for you to settle and decide and sign those settlement stipulations and sign the checks, they sure knew how to get a hold of you, didn't they, Sharon?
Yeah. They sure did.
It sure was an important thing, and it was really something that you needed to address. Now that it's not so lucrative for them, they need to either adopt the same philosophy for communication and send you a letter once in a while, stop being so snarky and smarmy about when you, quote, bother them, you're their client, or you can find someone else to pursue your second injury fund case. I would give them the warning shot that you expect them to be as respectful and attentive to you now than it was when they were looking for the money for the first settlement on that.
That was my next question. Should I try to get another lawyer? I had to have my knee replaced.
I don't want to interrupt your horse riding, but you're the boss, applesauce, as Judge Judy says. I would tell you decide who you want to do business with. Call them back Monday and say, here's what I need. I need somebody on the phone right now to talk to me about my case. If you don't like the way they act, you make a decision. I don't want you to stop using good lawyers, but I also want lawyers to be attentive to their clients.
Right. Okay.
Get on them Monday.
Okay. Well, I don't know I don't know where. Do you know anybody that I could, contact?
No, he doesn't know any other attorneys. I'm kidding. Yeah,
I happen to know the best work comp lawyer in town. I just don't want you to break a relationship until it's irreconcilable.
Right, now the big question we always ask. Yeah. Sharon, do you have Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
Let's have it.
Oh, Scott.
No! No!
Sorry.
Go ahead, Scott.
Law office of scottsherman@gmail.com.
She knew as soon as you said it, she knew what she did wrong. Law office of Sharon, have a great Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
good luck. Bye-bye. You know what you have 12 attorneys buried up to their necks in sand?
I don't know.
Not enough sand.
There you go. It's a good start.
Steve's turn. Steve, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
Everybody should be.
All right. Hey, my question's concerning a 401k with a divorce. Got divorced, finalized March of 2015. All the stuff was supposed to be done by the end of the year. Like, I had to pay her everything I owed her by the end of the year, and she was supposed to do that. And I can't touch my 401k or do anything to it until she gets her part of it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything to do to motivate her or anything with that?
Has there been a what's called a quadro or a qualified domestic relations order entered?
I believe the quadro is a familiar word to me, yes.
If that's in place, that's a court order, and then she needs to Simon Says on that. What I would do is between now and the end of the year, probably Monday or Friday, I'd give your lawyer a call and say, look, my ex is not abiding by the terms of the dissolution order and or the quadro. What are my options? Because the options are probably hold her in contempt or have them send a snarky letter to her, your ex's lawyer. You know, she should do it. But then again, she should have done a lot of things, and she didn't, and yep. Now you're divorced from her. So she didn't listen to you when you were married. I don't know that she's going to listen to you now unless the heat is turned up on her. I hate to have you spend a couple $100 just on your lawyer sending a letter, but this 401k distribution stuff is really important. I'm not a tax guy, but you're calling at the right time because it's not the end of the year. But, boy, I would have somebody light a fire on her to do what she's ordered to do.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried contacting my lawyer, but some of the lawyers just don't get back to you fast enough. Not like the lawyers at Scott Sherman, or the law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
You got it right. I got it.
So I just need to have my lawyer, you know, get on her again.
Great lawyers, horrible email address.
Yeah, not literally get on her.
Right.
Or maybe literally get on her. Then maybe she might be motivated. Maybe that is the answer. Let's hear that email address, Steve, one more time.
Law offices of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Law office?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Law office, Scott Sherman, gmail.com.
You got it, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. All right. You too. Bye.
All right.
And this quadro is something that is really a complicated part of the domestic relations, where they have to calculate people's retirement plans and how those are split up between the employee beneficiary and their ex-spouse and how that money is distributed.
If we're supposed to live in a time of such equality,
yeah,
why is to me it seems like the whole divorce system is still really skewed in favor of women? And that's one thing that doesn't seem to have balanced out. It's almost like right up front, unless you can give good reason for some other outcome, she gets this, she gets this, she gets this, she probably gets the kids. Am I right, or is that not the case, that still leans in favor of the wife?
I think you're right. I don't think that the society and the law have caught up with each other.
Right.
Just like technology is always way ahead of the law, right. I don't think that our notions of and what we say about social progress have caught up. The law has caught up with that. Because the tendency is that the kids are going to stay with this caring and nurturing woman who gave birth to them, and the dad just has to kind of visit. And if you get involved in it, and Tim's involved with it as a private investigator with domestic cases, nothing could be further from the truth. It's just the Wild West out there. You got moms that are nuts, dads that are nuts, both people that are nuts. And it is a tougher spot, I think, for the men. As a non-practicing domestic lawyer, I hear more complaints that the system is skewed against men.
It's actually archaic, because it was back when the men worked, they had the money. They really knew to get caught up. And real quickly, we're going to get right back to the calls, but the one thing I've never understood, and I've known a couple of people personally friends enough that they would tell me this, where they get divorced, the guy's paying her, let's say, $1,500 a month. In one case, he she was living with a really wealthy guy, but they weren't married. So he's still having to pay her $1,500 a month, and she's living in a mansion with this rich guy. That just, something doesn't seem right about that to me.
You know, a lot, some of the more fascinating investigations I've done have been with that exact scenario where a couple gets divorced, and then, and it's not always the wife, but usually it's the wife that goes and lives with another rich guy, and there's right. there's a decree in their divorce settlement that says if you cohabitate with another individual for a period of X days, the maintenance is removed or it's reduced. And of course, the women always deny, "Oh, I'm not living with them. I'm not living with them." And we've actually staked out houses for 90 nights in a row to prove that somebody's car was there on a pattern behavior basis to get that removed from a husband's maintenance for an eternity, or at least for several years.
I mean, money well spent.
It is, because when they think of what you pay me versus what they would pay her, right. it's like a hundredth of what they would have paid her.
Right. All right. One more time with these phone numbers, and we're going to jump back in here. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Brandon, it's your turn. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. How can I help you?
I had a question about, I'm in the middle of a lawsuit. I didn't know if my company right now is handling it, if our insurance company and their lawyers are handling this lawsuit, but there's a possibility that I may be leaving this company before this is finished. Would I need to seek legal counsel of my own if I do this, or do they have a legal obligation? Do they need to continue to cover me as well?
Can I try this? Take a run at this. My answer, my guess is going to be, yes, they have to continue, because this has to do with things that happened while you worked there. Scott, you're the attorney.
Frank, great. And right on point. Brandon, I don't want to get into the nature of it. I don't even want you to sort of say enough that people could identify what company it is. But was it based on, and you're named as a defendant as well as the company?
Yes.
Okay, is it based on alleged conduct that you had that would link the company? The term would be respondeat superior in the paperwork,
well,
or by the plaintiff.
I think so.
Yeah, okay, good.
I think so.
That's all I want to know. Your company is linked. You talk about archaic language. Master-servant relationship. Ooh. I mean, boy, that's real. That's progressive, isn't it? You're the servant of the master, and because you allegedly did something that binds the master, they're responsible. So their insurance company, they're insured for your behavior. Now they are legally responsible if the judgment's brought against you to pay that. So you don't have to pay. That's great. But if you're going to leave the company, now what stops them from throwing old Brandon under the bus and making a settlement, getting out of it, and leaving you hanging out? So should you consult with your own lawyer? I think you should. Would that cost you a couple hundred dollars? I think it would. Is that going to be money well spent so you can go through that with someone who's independent of the company, such as not an insurance company lawyer or the company lawyer? I absolutely think you should.
Okay, but doesn't Brandon need to be careful that the attorney he contacts doesn't make him seem like he's more dependent on this attorney's...
Right. No, I would just consult with them and not have them enter for you.
Just let them know what's going on.
So that they can tell you, here's what every possibility is, and here's what you can do.
But I think what I'm saying is, Brandon, you don't want to get an attorney who goes, "Oh no, you need me. Let me step in here." He starts billing you for a bunch of stuff that in fact your employer should be dealing with.
2 hours max, they should be able to explain this whole thing to you, and you should just get an independent view of this case with your personal liability in mind. Might cost you a couple, $200, $300. You don't have to tell the other lawyers that. But if you are worried that your relationship with this business is going to end and that they may not have your best interest at heart on this lawsuit, I'd find somebody else to consult with, not to enter for you on.
Brandon, they're coming after you too, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a deal.
You're really nervous about this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's Yeah. It's kind of a thing that
I don't say anymore. You don't say anymore. I can hear.
I'll do it.
I can hear it in your voice. You're absolutely petrified.
I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, you got. Let's talk to Scott. You got Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yeah,
let's hear it. A lot of people say that. Let's hear it. What is it?
Law.
No. From Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
See, you helped him.
I said law office.
So I want that $100. I like tripping him up. Shoot him an email, Brandon. I think you'll be glad you did. Okay?
Okay. Right. I appreciate
it. It was Brandon. Now, lines are open.
Master servant.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Do you notice how
Respondeat superior means in French?
Do you notice how he used an English accent when he said the word master?
Like,
you
know, master.
I was so inspired by that I was going to offer Limey $20 to call Frank Master the rest of the show. Because we know Limey's price is $20. He sold you a shirt I gave him for $20.
He sold me a $30 shirt for $20.
If he calls me master, he's fired. We're not.
$20.
Yes, master.
All right, listen to me, folks. Lines are open. We're going to take a quick break here. Now, this is if you want in, you can get in right now, but you need to do it. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Tom Matheny was in here, was it 2 days ago, yesterday, or day before yesterday? Boy, I lose track of time. It was
day before.
When I walked down the hall to say hello to him, he said, would you please make sure that next time you mention Matheny Heating and Company and Cooling, that you please thank everybody who has come our way, who's been AM and the PM. That's a lot of people to thank, so I'm doing that. I'm thanking all of you on behalf of the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. Thank you not only for this past year, but for the 15 or 16 years or whatever it's been that Matheny Heating and Cooling has been helping make this show possible. So he wanted to make sure personally that you know how much they appreciate you giving them your business. And I know that every one of you who has called Matheny, called him again, because this is one of those companies that once you find them, you go, phew. Thank goodness. Now, I don't have to keep searching around till I find the people who won't, you know, tear up my house, who won't make a mess, who aren't disrespectful, who are on time, who do what they say they'll do, who don't make up issues that don't really exist just to squeeze another couple of bucks out of me. They don't work that way. 76 years, family business. You will be so glad you found them. And last night it was in the 20s. It's here. The part of the year that I can't stand is here. Cold weather. I was not born for cold. I watch some of these Discovery Channel shows, Alaskan veterinarian, frontier vet. I watched one the other day, I think it was called something like Frontier, and it's this vet who goes out and is just freezing, blinding, blizzard colds to deal with a colt being born or something. I wasn't meant for that. But it's here, and you want to make sure that heat is working. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling. .com. Don't hit it yet, Pete. Don't hit it yet, Limey. I want to say one more thing. We got one line open now. Only one. Grab it now. Quick break. We'll come back. 855-282-TALK. This is 590 The Fan.
Now we're going to check traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Accidents southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road and at Ladue. Northbound 270 at the McKelvey Road overpass and accident. Accident westbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. Accident westbound 64 at 364. Westbound 44 before 270, a stall reported. And bumper to bumper north and southbound 55 between 70 and Illinois 140. Did you know that one person can save up to 8 lives after they're gone and transform many more? All by signing up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's easy to do. You can sign up online anytime. Learn more at organdonor.gov. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Did you know that one person can save up to 8 lives after they're gone and transform many more? All by signing up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's easy to do. You can sign up online anytime. Learn more at organdonor.gov.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Oh, there's nothing better than getting a great shave. And I can tell you there's nothing better than getting a great shave and saving money. That's what I get with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors story is a great one. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving, and the results have been an outstanding product for less money. The Harry's trial set includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover, and for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of this show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
I say these are the smart people. They get it. They got the right idea. They know to call and get on hold like Al. Al, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Al. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm AM in the PM.
Yeah, lots of people. What do you got for Scott?
I have a question about a past incident in my life. I received in 1982 a DWI, and also received a suspended imposition. So that's been 35 years ago. Is that still on my record?
Boy, this is a question that thousands of people want the answer to.
Al, I have the answer, and I think I might have some good news for you. I have one question. Did you ever get another DWI?
No.
I have good news. Number one, it is on your record. The SIS in Missouri, the suspended imposition of sentence, is a closed file, meaning you can't do a search on CaseNet or publicly or go pick it up from the court and look through it. But that doesn't mean that it's not still there.
I had to do that.
The Highway Patrol has a record of it. The arrest has a record of it. There is a record of it. And lawyers that tell their clients that an SIS is like it never happened, that's not true. And if they know that, then they're lying. But there is still a statute before the legislature up in Jeff City screws this one up, too. If you have a one-time DWI that is 10 or years or more old, even if it's a conviction, but SIS is not a conviction, it can be expunged, the word is expunged, as though it never happened, if you are interested in having that done.
Okay, but he has to have it done.
Yes, you have to do it. You have to file a petition for expungement of that old arrest and that old charge. And if you're eligible, you get it. It's the one of the very few shalls. The court will and must order it if you're eligible.
Okay, so
two-step process.
To his question,
yeah.
If he hasn't done that, Al, you haven't done that, have you?
I have not.
So it's still there.
That's right. Any police officer pulls you over will see that. But if you expunge it, if you are eligible and it's expunged, once that court order is entered, it's gone. And even though the expungement is a civil action, which then becomes public temporarily, like it'd be on CaseNet, Al filed for an expungement, once the expungement is entered, that falls off also and that's sealed. So not only is the actual incident gone, but so is any evidence that you attempted to have that incident removed. It's great.
And is this something I need an attorney to do?
Yes. And it's actually, believe it or not, something that I have a side business with colleagues of mine that we do.
Okay.
How long will it take him to get that off his record?
From today, if he filed it today, 90 days.
Well, I'd get on
that.
All right, Al. That's got to be good. That's got to be good news.
Man, we'll cut him a break if he's a listener, which he's AM and the PM.
All right. Al, you know his email address?
I do.
Let's have it.
Scott Sherman.
No.
Office of Scott Sherman.
No. Third chance. Go for it.
All right. I blew it.
Law Office of Scott Law Sherman office. At gmail.com. All right. Al, good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Great question.
Dan, what do you think? Dan Strauss, what do you think? What says he's not paying attention? Dan, what do you think? Dan, what do you think?
We're discussing something here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm discussing something with Gino real quick.
Okay. Told you it wasn't.
It has to do with something that's going to happen on Monday.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
And I think I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, sure you do. Kim is next. Kim, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing marvelous. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. That's why you're marvelous.
Well, there's many reasons why I'm marvelous.
I'll bet there are. I'll bet. What do you have?
Obviously. I had an accident, a hospital accident in 2011, and I did not have insurance. It required, surgery and stuff, and the hospital wrote it off as bad debt.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor office eventually turned it over to a collection agency. And I've been paying on it for 5 years. Mm. And I called them and I'm like, you've never sent me a statement. Can you tell me how much I still owe on this? They're like, oh no, you have to call the doctor's office. So I called the doctor's office and they're like, we don't show that you have a balance at all.
Ooh. Well, they wouldn't though, because they turned it over, right, Scott? They turned it over to collection agency. That debt was bought by somebody else.
Yeah, I want to walk this back a little. You said a hospital accident. You got sick and you ended up in the emergency room.
No, I fell and broke my heel.
Ooh, ouch. Okay. And then you had medical treatment at a hospital?
Yes, I had surgery.
And then is this the emergency physicians group or is this an orthopedic group later after you went to the ER?
It is...
The reason,
no, it was the hospital doctor.
Okay, the reason I asked that is dates of service and treatment. If this treatment date was 2011, and you never signed anything with that particular group, because for people, a lot of people don't realize, when you go to a hospital, yeah, you go to, like, you know, St. John's or something, they send you a bill, but also the physicians that wander around there in the lab coats, they have their own billing system, usually physician billing, from whatever right. that group is. If you never signed a contract or some agreement with them, then this might be only a five-year statute of limitations. And if you're telling me this happened in 2011 and it's 2017, that's 6 years. They may be out of time, even if they did sell their bad debt or their outstanding bill to some third-party collector. You need to get with a lawyer that does consumer law and see if this is junk, because I don't think you may not have to pay this thing at all. And if they
had, I'm not paying it anymore.
Okay, but to prevent you from getting sued and having, you know, a lot of interest in court costs and all that, you need to have somebody look into that. And if you send me an email, I'll send you to somebody that does this kind of stuff, and they might be breaking the law by trying to collect a debt from you that they know they can't collect, and that violates the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and that could be money for you. So if you're interested in that, yeah, give me an email and we'll look into it.
Do you know his email address?
You know, I do.
What is it?
It is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
See, the women are smarter than the men, I believe. This has been proven today. Where's the annex microphone for the applause? I thought we... Kim,
thanks, Lamy.
Good luck. Good luck, Kim. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Let's see. I like to be fair. Who's been holding the longest? That would be Lynn. Lynn, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM.
Everybody. Eventually will be. Everybody.
I have a question about, I would say it's been 11 years. My husband and I, we went and we bought a new roof and flashing and everything from one of the big box stores. And my husband has since passed. But about 3 years ago, I was when it rained really, really hard, the wall above my fireplace was all wet and the plaster was starting to fall out. So I called my insurance company, and of course I didn't have enough, you know, I could get it fixed without the...
deductible.
Right.
Right.
So I asked the insurance company for a reputable roofing guy, and they sent a man out, and he went up there, and he said there was never flashing put on this. So mm-hmm. I took all my paperwork and took it to the store I bought it from, and they said there was nothing they could do. It was too long. They don't even know which contractor they used. Well, I got tired of fighting with them, so I went ahead and I paid and had this roofing company put on new flashing, which was like $600. But the other day we had, I think it was on the 5th, we had a hailstorm. So I thought, I'm going to call this guy back and have him check my roof. So he went up there and he said, no, you have very minimal damage. He said, but who put on this roof? And I told him. And he said, it's the worst job I've ever seen. He said, every single shingle is shifting.
Whoa.
He said, I bet you in 3 years you're going to need a new roof.
Hmm.
Now what do I do? Is it too late?
Frank, you want to take
You know, I have to tell you something. I was reading a text and I missed part of it, so you just go ahead.
Lynn, a statute of limitations is the amount of time in a civil case that you're allowed to sue someone who's negligent. Missouri has the longest statute of limitations in the United States. It's 5 years. On written contracts, it's 10 years, which is even longer. So if on this you're claiming a breach of contract, you contracted with them, that's what a contractor is, they're to do work on a contract, you would have 10 years from the date of that breach in order to file suit against them. Well, the day you signed the contract isn't the day that they breached it. The day that they breached it can be the day that you discovered it, and the day that you discovered it might have been as recently as just a year or so ago, whenever it was that you had somebody up on the roof saying that this piece of garbage roof was put on by an incompetent contractor. before you give up, even though it was 11 years ago, I would like you, if you can find the original contract, which
I do. I have all that.
Well, you're better than 95% of people.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I would like you to send me an email, and I will put you in touch with my contractor litigation person to have that person review it. It's difficult because you might be stuck where the breach isn't put in a particular time period that helps you. But don't give up before you put a couple more hours into this. If you have an expert, and sounds like you did, saying that that roof was incompetently installed, that would be a breach of contract on your original roofing contract. And I don't care what the big box store says. There's a name on that contract that somebody can find out. And if they sent them over, then they might be a party to it as well. So I'm not saying you got a slam dunker, but before you take your basketball and put it away in the closet, send me an email. I'll send you to somebody. They won't charge you to look at it, and we'll see if we can help you. If you're out of time, then shame on whoever did that, and I hope your roof doesn't fall apart.
Lynn, do you know Scott's email address?
I do.
What is it?
I do. It is Law Offices of Scott Sherman.
No.
Well, you almost screwed up.
You almost had it. It's Law Office, singular, of Scott Sherman, at gmail.com. Okay?
Got it.
All right, Lynn. Happy Thanksgiving.
I have it now.
Thank you
Happy
for listening.
Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We can get one in, maybe two, one for sure. That'll be Mike. Mike, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. How are you today?
Great, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM into PM.
Yeah, see how proud he is?
Energy.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, so I'm dealing with an HOA.
Okay.
And here's the problem with the HOA. When I bought my house in 2010, I bought it under a company called Gundaker because that's who was building the home. Gundaker went under, and the lot or the subdivision lay dormant for about 3 years until McBride came in. Probably shouldn't be saying names. Sorry. Came in and took over the subdivision, and they started enforcing the HOA. Before, nobody enforced the HOA because there was nobody doing.
But it was. But was it in existence when you bought it in 2010?
It was in existence.
Okay.
But when we only had 10 homes in the subdivision, I'm not disputing that I owe them money. That's not why I'm angry at the company now. I'm angry because when they brought it to my attention that I owed money, I tried to reach out to them and say, I realize I owe you money. Let's set up a payment plan. They refused to set me up a payment plan. And just recently after that phone call took place, they then sent me a letter into collections.
Okay.
So then that person would no longer deal with me.
Is it, Mike, is this for an assessment, a monthly assessment that sort of they're claiming was in arrears and never collected? Or
no.
What's it for?
This is current from just them taking over from 2013 to present. So we're talking only 4 years.
Okay. How much is it total?
It totals out to $125 a year for 4 years is $500.
$500. Okay.
That's a low HOA.
If I sent you to a real estate lawyer to argue about whether the bylaws of the HOA run with the land and whether or not the HOA group has the authority to assess these and all the rest of this stuff, it would cost you about $500. If you want to screw with them a little bit, I can give you the best real estate guy I know. I don't tell people how to spend their money, but I get worried about liens getting put on people's houses, especially in this market for refinancing. And, Brian Kelly refinances it here, First Community Credit Union refinances.
It's Ryan, isn't it?
Whoever.
Yeah.
The guy that advertises.
Yeah.
Right.
With the 590 team, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want you to miss out on the ability to get great rates on some kind of refi or some kind of home equity loan over $500.
Well, actually, we met with the lawyer. We went to court. He told us if we agreed to pay the terms that he could make this go away. So we sent him a letter. We agreed, let's just pay it. Set us up on a payment plan. His response was, Well, now you owe me an extra $300 on top of what he said before.
For what?
I feel like the lawyer's giving me a runaround. The total bill is like almost $4,000.
All right. Send me an email.
I will.
And the definitely. Correspondence from the lawyer, and I'll give him an email and see if we can fix this.
Definitely.
Mike, do you know Scott's email address?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
Go.
Law office at Scott's.
No!
Mess it up. How about law office Scott Sherman?
No! Scott, go ahead. Do it again.
Those are all better.
We need to get him on the Frank Opinion Yahoo plan that you got me on. And
yeah.
Maybe we need to get him on the Yahoo plan.
Go ahead. Give it to us, Scott.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
You were so close.
Law office of
Scott Sherman. gmail.com.
And his, I will definitely send that to you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Scott's email address, along with the rest of ours, is on our Facebook page.
All right. Mike, thank you for listening. We appreciate
it.
Yeah, our Facebook page is, you don't have to have your own Facebook page to go to it. It's facebook.com/AM and the PM. And I have a little something to say about our email addresses and you emailing us and all that in the Playhouse, which is coming up. Scott Sherman was and will be for quite a while, I think, brought to you by Peroni's. Peroni's Pizza, two locations. They're in Florissant. They're in St. Peter's, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. There's an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet, and on Fridays it includes their famous chicken wings. I want you to also remember that right now, they just started this week as a special. It's not going to last forever. You buy $50 worth of Peroni gift cards. You get a $10 card free with that $50 purchase or a Peroni's T-shirt. So keep all that in mind. Banquet room available to Florissant location for up to 100 people. Peronispizza.com is the website. I would have thought that music would be playing by now, your theme music. Now we don't have time for it. But Scott Sherman, we will see you, I guess, in
next
a week.
Thursday.
All right, Scott
Thursday
Sherman, everybody. Next. Thank you, Scott.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you all. Thank you.
For that email address is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Ballast Dental Care for... I'm guessing here, 16 years I've told you about Ballast Dental Care. I have been in the chair there twice a year for 44 years. 44 years. I think I'm due probably the first part of the year to go back for my six-month exam. Now, like anybody else, I have pretty average teeth. I've had a couple of root canals, and I've had some old fillings. Apparently, years ago, a dentist put silver fillings in your teeth, and now they tell you they can kill you or something. So they have to take the silver out, and they put something out. What is it?
Like the Mad Hatter.
Yeah,
it's silver.
So I've had that done. You know, the average stuff. Never had to have braces. Have never had to have any, dentures or tooth implants are a pretty easy go for me, but I don't think it would have been had I not gone and gotten my teeth checked a couple times a year. So here's the deal. Here's my deal for you. If you have a dentist that you don't particularly like, you're not wild about your dentist, bad breath, bad jokes, whatever, make you wait too long, not very personable, or you don't have a dentist, or you're about to not have a dentist, your dentist is moving, your dentist is dying, your dentist just died, whatever. If you're not thrilled to death or don't have a dentist, Ballast Dental Care. This is a wonderful place with some terrific dentists. They'd love to have you as a new patient. They will get you in. Say the magic words. I'm AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So, here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSDL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light.